When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We check back in now with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister for a health update.
Here's the LCMC health update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, one promise of keeping you well. Kool-Aid McKinstry left the game with a stinger, a shoulder injury. Alvin Kamara left the game with a groin injury, did not return, and leaving the game, but returning was Valdez Scantling. Took a big hit, concussion protocol and some other things, but he was able to return. Those were three players that left the game. I think Kool-Aid was ruled questionable to be able to return back to the game. And those are the three players, though, from an injury standpoint, that left the game and either came back or, you know, didn't come back.
Deuce, it was a tough start for the game and for this offense, struggling with Jay Kaner under center. The Saints did make that move to go to Spencer Rattler, and we did see some life get injected back into this offense. For you, does it answer any questions now about the number two quarterback situation without Derek Carr in the mix?
I mean, I'm looking for production.
Right.
And Jake Haener just wasn't seeing the field. I mean, he wasn't seeing the field well, and so I don't know if it necessarily answers it. I mean, because you can go back and say, well, how did Spencer play the first three games that he played in? I mean, and so I don't really care about that. If that's what we're looking for, I want to give whoever gives me the best opportunity to go out there and compete and win. And so if that's Spencer, let's roll with it. If it's Jake, let's roll with it. I mean, that's what it's about.
Overall, this defense had a pretty good outing for the black and gold. Obviously, coming out on the losing side of things makes it tough. But overall, really came away impressed with the way they were able to contain a rushing game with Brian Robinson Jr. and Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Robinson didn't hurt you. I mean, and Jaden obviously had the big third down where he hurt you, and then obviously the fourth down where he hurt you. Now, he missed some throws down the field, but, I mean, as far as your rush package, you play him like you play Kyler Murray. You want to keep him in the pocket. When he breaks contain, that's where he's a problem. You want him to have to step up into that pocket. And the Saints had 8 sacks. I mean, and so to have that amount of pressure, yes, 2 of them, I think, you know, he was running and got pushed out for no gain, or they called it a sack. But, I mean, the Saints sacked him and brought him down. And, you know, you're just disappointed you weren't able to come up with a turnover defensively, or at least to recover one of those turnovers. I mean, there was a fumble down there early in the game that they were able to recover. But, I mean, that's what you're disappointed if you're the Saints about.
Now, Deuce, if you're on this squad, how do you suck it up, you know, be a pro and look forward to a game that's going to be pretty cold Monday Night Football in Green Bay next week?
I got a job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's young men that don't have that job. They want that opportunity. And so whatever you put on film, it's out there. And so a lot of these guys aren't guaranteed to be back here next year. So you can go out there and say, ah, it's cold, I don't want to play. You put the bad film out there, that's on you.
Deuce, always appreciate your time. Have a good one, and enjoyed you and Mike's call today. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.